Greetings, my name is Andrew Duthie, aka DevHammer. In this video, I'm going to show you a demonstration of the Meblipiator, which is a simple 8-step arpeggiator I wrote for the Meblip micro synthesizer using .NET Gadgeteer and my colleague Pete Brown's nifty new MIDI module for .NET Gadgeteer. So what I've got here in my kit, this is a Meblip micro. This is a pretty straightforward, simple synthesizer. Has a MIDI input jack and is a monophonic synthesizer, 1/8-inch output jack. When it receives note information here, it creates a tone, sends it out to the audio jack. Pretty straightforward. Can run on a 9-volt battery, very convenient, or you can plug in a wall wart to the barrel jack. You can also plug in various analog or digital knobs and switches, but I'm going to actually control parameters of this synthesizer using MIDI information. So we'll go ahead and plug that into, I've got a Zune speaker dock here that I'm using to amplify the sounds. Now what I have here is, this is actually a modified version of the .NET Gadgeteer arcade module. I modified this at the manufacturer Pinoco. Basically they do laser cut acrylic based on patterns, and I added room for this button here in addition to the joystick. So what I've got is a 3.5-inch LCD touchscreen. I have a joystick module connected. I have a button module connected. On the back here you can see this is the Gadgeteer main board, in this case a Fez Spider. And then kind of hanging off the back here, since I don't have space for it in the cabinet right now, is Pete Brown's MIDI module. So basically that has a MIDI input and a MIDI output jack, and you can send MIDI messages via Gadgeteer. So when I first plug this in, I get a user interface that features a series of radio buttons. And the radio buttons correspond to the 8 notes in a C scale from middle C to the C above middle C. So when I press the button, it'll start a timer that reads the value of each of these radio button groups in sequence and plays the note represented. So right now, it's just playing the middle C notes here, and I can change the speed by changing this slider, right, which just changes the interval of the timer. If I tap on the screen, I can change the notes that are played. And then as I change the slider, I can change the speed. Now what's happening here under the covers is, while this timer is running, each time one of these radio button groups is read, it's reading a value off the radio button which represents the MIDI note number that is to be sent out through the MIDI module that Pete Brown created. So when I call to send the note on message, I send the note name, and then I also send a volume or velocity command as well. And that sends out to the synthesizer and plays the actual tune. Now the other cool thing that I've done with this project is I have the joystick connected to a couple of the parameters that allow me to shape the sound of the tone that's generated by the Meblip. So let me start this up again. And now if I start moving the joystick, you can hear that it changes the tone that's generated. And the reason that it's doing that is because each time that the timer fires, I'm checking the position of the joystick, and based on the X and Y positions of the joystick, I'm setting the filter resonance and filter cutoff parameters that are associated with the Meblip's input control. So the Meblip allows you to control its parameters based on either physical controls, where I showed you the header pins that I'd soldered onto the board, or you can control all those parameters via MIDI as well. So it gives you some flexibility to change things on the fly while you're going. So just a quick example of one of the neat projects you can do with .NET Gadgets here. My thanks to Pete Brown for creating a really useful MIDI module with a great driver that makes it really simple to use. Look for more projects to come.